This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Brian Hoffman as our executive producer and Plowsy as our broadcast engineer. Frank, please quit talking about the Bruins. Get past San Jose first. Big Mike. All right. Go Blues. Kurt in Raleigh, North Carolina. Blues fan here in Raleigh. I was at the Durham Bulls game last night and was ear-hustling a conversation about the playoffs, so I wanted to jump in and say, how do you think San Jose and Boston are going to play each other? And instead, I smiled and thought, no, I'll just let the Blues do the talking. Let's go, Blues. Very nice. All right, what else there you got there, Brian?
A lot of people saying you like the show Bosch.
Oh, we're getting some. You know, that's good. Watch Bosch. It was good. Yeah, this guy's really cool. You'll love Bosch, Frank. It's a great show. I was a little concerned that Monique had such a fascination with Tony Soprano. I said, look, he's cheating on his wife and doing drugs and, you know, hookers and everything.
Look, she goes, he's gay.
But she says, yeah, but look how he treats his wife. Well, he threw her around once in a while, too. But he did give her lots of cool jewelry, got her a house, got her the car. She just kind of looks at me every time he gives her something. She looks at me, oh. Huh.
Well, Frank, when you have mob money, it's pretty
That's
easy
right.
to, you know, have some connection to a jewelry store.
I'm
you
making
know.
Minimum wage at Channel 5.
She'll keep it cold cuts in the fridge.
Boy, I tell you what, something about Carmella. She really cooked well and always was cooking. That was the greatest thing about her.
Well, you look at Tony. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. What else here?
Frank, imagine shaking a soda every day since 1970. Then you open it. That's what it'll be like tomorrow night if the Blues wrap this thing up. From the salty pretzel.
Yeah. Wow.
The Blues haven't had a chance. Haven't had a home game with a chance to advance to the Stanley Cup final since May 5th, 1968.
Was that against the
Minnesota North Stars?
Cesar Maniago in goal.
Double overtime game.
Yeah.
That's it.
In fact, yesterday was the first penalty shot since Frank St. Marseille in the postseason that I think that went in, or the first penalty shot, period. I don't know. But I was asking Bob Plager. He says, yeah, I played with him. Bob played with everybody.
And Jane Schwartz, rather, joined Frankie St. Marseille as the only Blues to have multiple hat tricks in postseason play in their careers.
Wait, say that again. One more time.
Jane Schwartz joined Frankie St. Marseille as the only players in Blues history to have multiple hat tricks in their postseason careers. Now, Jaden is the only one in Blues history to have multiple hat tricks in the same postseason.
Okay.
But him and Frankie now each have two. Frankie did in two other ones, but it's nice little list.
How close now is Jaden to most postseason goals? I think Brett may have had nine. Did he have 18 or 19?
Oh, in Blues history. Oh, in a single Blues postseason. That's a good question.
Because he'd have to go berserk here and have this Boston series be very long.
Single season goals, franchises, Blues.
Frank Stubby Clapp is still my pick to be manager of the Cardinals. Yeah, maybe one day.
Someone's saying if Matheny were still the manager, we'd be calling for his ousting. That's, and then I guess maybe assuming or wondering why we're not doing that with Schilt. If Matheny were still the manager, it would have been four straight years of this. Schilt, I think, has earned the right to try to steer this chip in a better direction, but it's not looking good right now.
Mike Schilt
to
be in trouble.
I will say a roster shakeup, not trades or anything. I'm just talking lineup changes should be at least talked about now. Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt needs to be able to get, you know, the RBI production. He's walking a lot, but if you look at his number, they're pretty pedestrian for being mid-May, and the start he had was pretty phenomenal there in April. So you have two guys at the top of your lineup not really producing as they should. I think at least a little mix-up wouldn't be terrible.
Brett Hull, by the way, 13 goals in the 89-90 postseason. That's the most goals in a single.
13?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So Schwartz, based on how he's going, will, you would hope, would pass him.
Wow.
And with how hockey was played back then, it was kind of the more snipers getting their
yes.
opportunities. To whereas now, you look at the Blues, like you just talked about Reed, it's four lines of going. You're not really predicting somebody to get multiple goals because it's hard to predict who's even going to be on the ice in those situations.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Reggie Leach at 19 for Philadelphia. That's probably all time. We were talking more so just
how much
for
was it?
19?
Wow.
For Philly, that's a lot of postseason goals. Let's go Tulsa Oilers. Got a big game six they have to win. Big D. What? The only thing, it's not nice about Brad Thompson and Ricky Horton. They're good.
Yeah, very good. I tell you, Brad, they're both really witty guys. You can tell they're smart guys, too.
Not
and you know what?
The
if they tend
poorly.
To be a little bit positive, well, that's, you know, a local broadcast. You tend to go that way. The yep. Cats a little bit positive. They're rights holders.
What do you mean, Cats a little bit positive?
Oh, you think he's a muckraker and blasting the Cardinals after? Let's see what else here. Deadwood, best Western ever with a Shakespearean dialogue.
I'm excited. Like I said, early on, I think I'm in two I think I've finished first two episodes of season one. It's phenomenal so far.
Is this one of those shows you just go home after work and light up and sit down for a few hours?
It exactly is, but Brian, all shows
fair.
Are like that.
Fair.
But this one is definitely intense. I'm a huge Western fan, and it just they really do a fantastic job.
NBC said Jimmy Roberts had the only other Blues penalty shot in playoff history. I guess attempt? I feel like that was the first made one.
Yeah, I thought they said made. I thought we had multiple attempts.
Another former teammate of Bob Plager.
Now, Kenny Albert on Twitter had an interesting nugget saying that this was the first playoff game in NHL history with three very weird things happening at once. A successful penalty shot, a hat trick, and a shutout.
Wait a minute.
He posted that on Twitter late last night. That this was the first playoff game in NHL history with a successful penalty shot, a hat trick, and a shutout.
Wow. That is pretty cool.
That's impressive.
I got to tell you something, too. Is you can criticize Mike Milbury all you want, and I join you. Kenny Albert does really a solid job.
Kenny is very good, and I would just like to hear, and I know he would never say it publicly. He will always back his teammates at NBC. I just wonder what he thinks when it goes from Micheletti to Milbury.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he would back up and say, Mike's, you know, Milbury's a professional. He's a great guy, good hockey mind, engaged, but Joe just seems happier.
And we won't dive into the commentary, but I will point out something. You watched the full game, you know, wire to wire, correct?
Yes. Frank?
So at like about 15 seconds left to go in the third period, the Blues have absolutely destroyed the Sharks at every aspect outside of maybe the first 30 seconds to a minute in the first period. And they had the gall to say, if Evander Kane's shot wouldn't have hit the post,
right,
this game would have turned
differently. Yeah, they really went back to that a lot.
Will you please tell me why 45 seconds later when Shen hit the post,
exactly,
how that was? I just, that to me shocked me that after the game is about wrapped up, and that's what you, that's the conclusion of the game, was a hit post 45 seconds into the game.
By the way, I'm 100% on Plowsy's side when it comes to the Joe Thornton coverage, because on Friday night they came back from Preakness Preview during an intermission and said, And they liken Joe Thornton to a thoroughbred horse.
Ugh.
It's like, Thornton's a thoroughbred horse on the ice. It's like, come on, be done with it.
I love when hey, man, he's looking 25 out there. Really? I don't see it.
He looks like he's 75 when he's on the bench.
Yes.
Right, that.
Just knock him out.
Couple of business items. Bomberito sponsors the show content of this program. My good friend, Courtney D, just texted. He's looking for a car, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to set him up at Bomberito. A salesman's going to be calling him, and they're going to take great care of him. And then one day, Courtney D is going to text me. He's going to say, hey, Bomberito took good care of me, got a good deal on this car. If you're interested, you email me, fcusimano@ksdk.com. I'll set you up with a salesman. They'll personally work the deal for you. Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, 170 in Delmar is the place, the finest in senior living. The Gatesworth and Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. What an incredible athletic season for soccer, women's basketball, women's soccer, men's soccer. Everything about Maryville has really thrived this spring and fall. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.